Country Club FM.
It is a Monday Bob Almanac date in history. We have an Almanac salute here today.
Major League Baseball announced today that former Commissioner Faye Vincent died at the age of 86. His wife Christina says he died due to complications from bladder cancer. Vincent took over as commissioner in 1989 and navigated the earthquake-disrupted Bay Area World Series that year. He rejected calls to cancel the Fall Classic, and it resumed a week later. Some problems arose for him, though, later, including a
lot. Faye Vincent, he came in just after the whole Pete Rose thing.
Right.
A. Bartlett Giamatti banned Pete Rose, and then A. Bartlett Giamatti died.
Passed on.
Faye Vincent was like the assistant, the vice commissioner, or whatever. He came in, took over, and was only there for 3 years. I don't know if he did that great of a job, but he was still the commissioner.
Still, yeah. Big time responsibilities and kind of thrown into the job, so yeah.
Bud Selig came in after him, but Faye Vincent, 86, former commish of baseball, now gone.
Gone.
But not forgotten. Monday, February 3rd. No what?
No, he's not forgotten, no.
No, certainly not. We might not mention his birthday again later, but I thought he was a notable death.
Right.
Over the weekend. This date, 1876.
I'm Terry Bradshaw, and I hate to run, but not running is worse. So if I've got to run, it's going to be in the most comfortable shoes I can find. Spalding. They do for my feet what the Pittsburgh receivers have done for my arm.
Feet that feel good.
Spalding. Terry Bradshaw was a Spalding spokesperson, and Albert Spalding and his brother started the sporting goods company with $800 that they had been saving. The brothers manufactured the first official baseball, first official tennis ball, first official basketball, first official golf ball, first official football. That's a good run.
I would say that's an amazing run.
Yes.
And, I bought a lot of sporting goods products. When I spent my 2 years in Clinton, Iowa, as a sporting goods buyer and manager.
How did they?
I didn't realize they'd done commercials, so I forgot about that.
How did Spalding rank against Regent?
I was a notch up, I would say, from Regent. But
aren't Regent the ones that gave us the lawn jarts?
Yes.
I know at least my brand of lawn jarts that I had when I was a kid were Regents, certainly. Yes. And I had Regent gloves, too. They were handy. Not quite as spendy as, let's say, a Rawlings. So 1876. And there's a really good episode of the brands, the mega brands that built America. And they talk about Spalding and Rawlings and some of those sporting goods companies. And Nike, too, later on. How they got started. That was this date, 1876. 1927, Calvin Coolidge signed a bill creating the Federal Radio Commission. That was the precursor to the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission.
Right.
That was 1927. At that time, it was the wild, wild west of radio stations. You could have as much power and whatever frequency you wanted. There was no regulation at all.
Nope.
Just do what you want.
First come, first serve. Do what you want, yeah.
It was like...
It needed to be regulated.
Oh, no doubt about that. And they did back in 27. Thank you, Calvin Coolidge. 1959 in the news, this date.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin. Three young singers who soared to the heights of show business on the current rock and roll craze were killed today in the crash of a light plane in an Iowa snow flurry. The singers were identified as Richie Valens, 17, Buddy Holly, 22, and J.P. Richardson, known professionally as the Big Bopper. The aircraft chartered from the Dwyer Flying Service crashed near Mason City, ironically the setting for the prominent musical The Music Man. The pilot, Roger Peterson,
of Clear Lake, Iowa. Yeah, that was this date. Every time I just drove past it on 35 coming up, from Iowa and into Minnesota coming back from the south. Every time I drive past that Mason City exit, and there is Clear Lake, Iowa, the surf ballroom not far off of 35 there. I always think about the day the music died, and that was this date, 1959. And of course, you've shared the story about how it was supposed to be Waylon Jennings on that plane and not the Big Bopper.
Right. Yeah, they Waylon Jennings was a part of the Crickets, you know, the backup band for Buddy Holly, and they were not everybody. They were going to Fargo, and
actually Moorhead. They were going to fly Moorhead. Into Moorhead. Yeah. It was part of the winter dance party.
Yes, it was. And Waylon was supposed to be on the plane, but the Big Bopper not feeling well, didn't want to absorb the car ride. They said they didn't have any heat in the car. It was very cold.
And Waylon Jennings, the warm-hearted Waylon Jennings, was willing to give up his seat. How nice of that! Yes. And something that we don't talk enough about that Richie Valens originally wasn't going to be on that flight either. It was Tommy Alsup, who was another one of the members of the Crickets. But he lost a coin toss to Valens, and that put Richie Valens on the plane. Mm. You don't hear that talked about quite as much. Other than the Jennings, the Waylon, and the Big Bopper.
And, of course, they're back and forth where, you know, I hope the car breaks down. I hope the plane crashes.
Oops.
And Waylon had to live with that. So
59.
Yeah, no, certainly the day the music died, as Don McLean made mention of.
Yeah, it's a long song. What's it pushes about is. 8 minutes, doesn't it?
It's a good one. Yeah.
Let's move up to 1969.
When I get a headache, even this hurts. I could take aspirin or Tylenol, but I don't. I choose Advil. Advil contains a non-prescription strength of ibuprofen.
Yes, it does. And ibuprofen was launched on this date, first in the UK in 1969 under the brand name of Brufen. I'm going to take some Brufen.
Right.
Ibuprofen. Brufen. Advil
sounds like it'll make you sick.
Yeah, Brufen.
Brufen.
Yeah. Of course, ibuprofen is an NSAID, Neil. You familiar with NSAIDs? Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. Because you had Tylenol around. What was Tylenol? Acetaminophen?
Yes.
And then Aleve came along.
Yeah. Anacin.
Anacin was even before. Anacin was just aspirin, right? Isn't Anacin just plain old aspirin?
Bayer and Anacin.
Still pretty good for you. Yeah, exactly. What do you think of that Icy Hot, Neil? You a big Icy Hot guy? You like to use Icy Hot?
I don't.
Just because Shaq endorses it, Neil. Why don't you use it?
I know. I should.
How about, so that's 69. How about 79?
Last year, this man hit .388, the best in 20 years. He led the league in hits, triples, and runs scored. He won his sixth batting title, was voted most valuable player, and made the cover of Time.
Too good.
But Rod Carew wants more.
I want that gold glove, and I want it bad.
Rod Carew, he just gets better.
And he gets traded. That was this date that Rod Carew traded from the Twins to the California Angels, as they were known at that time.
Yes.
He was quoted as saying, "I love the Minnesota fans. I like living here, but it was no longer any fun." And that was probably because of Calvin Griffith. He wouldn't pay him what he was worth.
No.
Or what he wanted.
Not even close.
Yeah. I mean, there are all kinds of possible trades, and there were other ones that could have taken place. The Twins got Dave Engel in the deal. They got Dave Engel in the deal. And there were some others. I was trying to think. Dave Engel, did we get? Is that what
did
we got?
Did Lyman Bostock come in there?
No. No, he left. He was already gone. He had left free agency for the Angels. Right. We got Kenny Landreau.
Oh, there we go.
Out of the deal.
Yes.
Not Ron
they
Jackson.
They were both
though.
Serviceable. Engel was our all-star.
He was an all-star. 84. Yeah. 84. Yeah. Became a good catcher. But then he had trouble throwing the ball back to the pitcher. Remember that?
Right. Yeah, he couldn't throw it back. He had the Chuck Knobloch kind of thing.
I think we got Brad Havens.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So Engel, Landreau, Havens, maybe some other players to be named later. But it was it was stunning.
I was a young kid.
It was stunning. I couldn't believe that we would trade. I didn't know about the business of baseball at that time. So you know, just as a fan.
Things really started to turn on Calvin at that point.
Right.
You know, we had seen it before, but when Carew was dealt, you trade a six-time batting champion. I get it.
Yeah.
Are you nuts?
Elmo made his first appearance this date on Sesame Street. Elmo.
I am blue.
I am green.
I am red.
I am gray.
So listen to the monster that says, "I am red." That's Elmo. Let's just say they're using a different voice here in the first ever.
I am blue.
I am green.
I am red.
Sounds like Elmo's got a frog in his throat. Did he eat Kermit? Is that what he's got? He's got a frog in his throat. He ate Kermit.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
But yeah, Elmo made his debut, so they really hadn't adapted him yet. He didn't become a main character till 1985 and got his voice and everything, and then he became famous. People were tickling him and everything. So that was a state in 1980. We had an Elmo. 2006, we lost a grandpa.
A state of emergency was declared.
Well, it's not that one. We lost a grandpa in 06.
It's all this paperwork Lydia brought with her. Insurance, last will and testament. I tell you, getting married is not what it used to be. I thought all you had to do was take a blood test. And I was kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah, he was grandpa. They call him Grandpa Munster, but his last name wasn't Munster because he was on Lily's side of the family. And he wasn't even Lily's grandpa, even though she called him grandpa.
Right.
He was Lily's father, Al Lewis, who seemed to live forever. He was playing a much younger man on Munsters.
Well, yeah, he looked the part.
He did.
He had a good
makeup
run.
There's a lot of makeup that was involved in that. He lived to be 95. Yes. He died this day, 2006.
A state of emergency was declared in Ohio after a train derailment and fire Friday night. Officials say 50 cars on a Norfolk Southern Railroad train carrying hazardous material derailed, resulting in a massive fire. Officials said no injuries or fatalities have been reported.
East Palestine, Ohio. 2023, so it's 2 years ago that this happened, and I think they're still dealing with it.
Yeah, that was a major story. I remember that.
Yeah, some of the government response to it was ridiculed.
Yes.
And maybe for good reason, but it was 50 cars, hazardous chemicals, including vinyl chloride. I don't know what that is. It sounds rough.
Yeah.
Vinyl chloride.
Not something probably, I want to ingest.
No, you don't want to breathe that. I don't believe vinyl chloride gas sounds bad, but that happened on this day 2 years ago. East Palestine, Ohio. Yeah. We got birthdays now.
Maybe his offensive line was bad, or maybe they just wanted to move aside and watch him like everyone else. Whatever the reason, it forced Tarkenton to invent maneuvers that no one had ever seen before. Friend's antics were disdainfully termed scrambling, an unpredictable improvisation that could salvage success on plays that clearly should have been failures.
Sir Francis Salisbury Tarkenton, the scrambler.
What a guy. Wow.
85 today for Fran Tarkenton.
What a treat to watch. And, you know, not only the great scrambling, but, man, the guy was a competitor. And he could throw.
He had all the records there for many years before Marino came along.
Yep.
And now, of course, they just blow those records out of the water because they throw so much more now.
Yeah, and Tarkenton was one of the first to throw a ton, of course, to the running backs. Made that a thing.
Wow, Jerry Burns brought that.
Yeah, they run that together.
So 85, and he became a big media star, too. He was on Monday Night Football, and he was on That's Incredible. Was a media darling, if you will. Fran Tarkenton, happy birthday, 85. Blythe Danner.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Okay, can we choose?
That's something I'd want to see. Stiller and De Niro. Yes.
I think people would pay cash money to see that.
So that's Blythe Danner, who is the mother of actress Gwyneth Paltrow. There she is from the Meet the Parents, Meet the Fockers, Little Fockers, and other movies as well.
Yes.
She's 82. Yeah, another Hall of Fame quarterback. In fact, they met in the Super Bowl. Bob Greasy's on our list today, 5 years younger than Fran.
Right.
80 today. He had a good run with the Miami Dolphins. He didn't have to throw as much. He didn't quite throw as much because, he had Zonka and Mercury Morris and others, right?
James Kick.
He didn't have the same. He didn't have the same passing numbers that Fran Tarkenton did.
No,
and probably not the same longevity.
Nonetheless, effective. Yeah. Paul Warfield, I remember, was kind of his wide out target.
Why not? How about this?
Undefeated.
Yeah, it is. And I don't know many people recognize this or remember the show Flamingo Road, but the lovely Morgan Fairchild was the headliner on that show. And she'd also been on Dallas and in some soap operas.
The lovely lady.
But Flamingo Road aired two seasons, maybe two forgettable seasons. Although Mark Harmon was in it, early TV appearance by Mark Harmon.
Very nice.
She is 75.
Yeah, he's an old friend of mine. He was my psych professor in college. I told you about him.
So what does he do? Does he, you know, hypnosis, role playing, brain leeches? What?
No. He just talks to people about their problems.
Oh. Well, wasn't that what I was just doing?
Yeah, but when he does it, people feel better. I don't know.
She was on news radio. Mara Turney is 60. I just saw her in the Twisters movie as well. Oh. She was Dave's girlfriend. Was she the news director? What was she on news radio at the news station? She had your Phil Hartman and your other guys there. You had Joe Rogan. Yeah. He was the engineer. You didn't watch news radio and you were in radio?
Yeah, I saw some of it.
Because it was like the new WKRP. Whether it was as good as WKRP, that's debatable. But she is 60 today. How about that Stage 5 clinger, Neil? She's having a birthday today.
She's totally off the reservation. I'm terrified of this broad.
There you are.
Hey, Gloria. Wow. What a coincidence. I was just singing your praises. This is John Ryan.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
So my family and a few friends were all going back to our little place on the shore, and it would be so great if you guys came.
Really?
Sounds sort of wonderful.
Oh, it does. It sounds very nice. But I'm flattered.
I could listen to Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson go back and forth all day. It's
no doubt,
very funny. From Wedding Crashers.
Yes.
Is it Isla Fisher, Neil? Isla? Isla?
I think so.
Isla?
I said Isla.
It's Isla Fisher, 49. Our rapper of the day is a Latin American rapper and singer, Daddy Yankee. Daddy
really?
Yankee. Come say hi to Daddy Yankee.
Daddy Yankee.
48 today and the Wreckers.
And it's all right, I'll be fine. Don't worry about this heart.
This song has been played on this station a few times.
Yes, it has.
One half of the Wreckers, Jessica Harp.
There's nothing you can do or say.
They're about to leave the pieces, Neil.
Anyway, so just leave the pieces when you go.
Jessica Harp is 43 today.
Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. Noted artist Norman Rockwell, he's famous for his cover drawings on the Saturday Evening Post. Everybody always looked forward
to
seeing what he did, and he's a very talented man. Born on this day, 1894, Norman Rockwell. He was an outlaw. He was on the Most Wanted, I think, at one point. Outlaw Pretty Boy Floyd was born on this day, 1904. Didn't end well, as I remember, for Pretty Boy Floyd. Comedian and actor. He had his own program, late night show. He was a member of the Rat Pack. We're talking about Joey Bishop today.
Well, I just came from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm very, very excited. I had a very good fortune of having worked there with some wonderful guys, and I was thrilled because my name was up there with them. Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Peter Lawford, and way on the bottom was my name. Only tall dogs knew I was working there. When we finished.
Joey Bishop was born on this day, 1918. He did appear in Ocean's 11 and some other movies as well. Joey Bishop. He had a maneuver named after him. Dr. Henry, not Hank Heimlich. He developed the anti-choking maneuver, which, has been put into play many, many times and saved lives. Henry was born on this day, 1920. Comedian and actor Shelley Berman, 1925.
This is Mom's grave. Passed away?
P-A-S-T?
Dad, you spelled past wrong. It's not spelled P-A-S-T. Passed away. P-A-S-S-E-D.
I know how to spell it. That's $50 a letter.
You spelled it wrong on purpose to save $100?
Yes, why not? It is the same meaning. Everybody knows what it means.
It's not the same meaning. You saved $100? I would have paid for it.
He had a regular recurring role as Larry David's father on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Well, you know, guy sees a chance to save a buck.
Yes, exactly.
You can't really,
it's called
can't
economy,
really say no.
Economy of words and letters.
Right. Very funny man, Shelley Berman, born on this day, 1925. Actor Victor Buono, born on this day in 1938. He was in some movies.
And you know what? Just recently, we've had some of the, let's just say, B Batman villains. We had the Mad Hatter. You were gone on Friday, but we had Tallulah Bankhead as Black Widow.
Oh,
and
yes.
And here today, it's Victor Buono as King Tut.
Nefertiti, you abandoned wench. How many times must I tell you queens consume nectar and ambrosia, not hot dogs?
So I get hungry, living on nothing but figs and dates and pomegranates. You want a bite?
Ah, unclean.
Yeah, right, King Tut. You look like you've had a hot dog in your time. You probably shared a hot dog with Chief O'Hara.
Yeah, he was. I liked him as. Now I don't know if he's top five, but
Well, you got your A group,
right?
Riddler, Joker, Penguin, and Catwoman. Those are the four. Those are the A's, and then any after that is B, and there might even be a C in there.
Yeah,
where's Mr. Egghead fall? Vincent Price. Egghead.
Yeah.
Bookworm.
Yeah, with Mr. Freeze and King Tut, probably. Victor Buono, born on this day in 1938. That's all I got. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Are you going to stick around in your new locale there for a Bobathon, or did they not allow that there?
Well, I tell you what, they did. I moved indoors because there's some very loud birds right outside my back patio where the pool is.
But you will be on the patio at some point in time, so we can say and use the term lanai, which we love.
Yes. Well, yes, if they don't have one here. Well, they don't have the screened-in lanai, I guess. So
it doesn't have to be screened in to be a lanai.
Right, you're right.
I mean, it can have a roof. True. It can. They've gotten very loose with that term,
thanks
to the Golden Girls.
But, next week we'll be outside. But for this week we're indoors. Due to, it's not bird flu, it's bird noise.
Yeah, stay away from those.
It's somewhat annoying.
Bellamy Brothers.
Anyway, so I'll be here.
Do you love As Good As You Look? Reba McEntire Fancy or Steve Warner with The Midnight Fire?
Well, I think it was Howard's birthday yesterday. Howard Bellamy of the Bellamys over the weekend.
Sure.
So we should probably do some Bellamys.
WQPM Princeton. WLKM.